Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Chalene Johnson. Welcome to Build Your Tribe. This is Build Your Tribe Edition 2.0. This is the new show where I take your questions, anything related to business. I love helping entrepreneurs build a business, reach more people, spread your message, serve your purpose, and doing so online. But I'm happy to answer your questions about building a business with a physical location. You can ask your questions by going to ShaleneJohnson.com/AskChalene. These episodes are brief, they're concise, they're to the point, and I try to select questions that I think will help everybody who's listening. So let's get to it. Hi, Chalene. This is Deanna Garcia. So my question for you today is, I was wondering your take on marketing outside of social media to attract clients and build your list. I feel like there's so much emphasis on Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, Twitter. But what about people like myself? You know, I'm a local photographer in the Orange County area. I specialize in portrait, maternity, and newborn photography. And I need to find clients that are local that I can actually take their picture. And I am utilizing Facebook ads, you know, to try to target a certain demographic. But I feel like I may be limiting myself. So I'm just really curious what you would have to say. If you want to check out a little bit more about me and see some of my work, you can find me at www.deannamariephotography.com or on Facebook at www.facebook.com/DeannaMarie'sPhotography. Thanks so much. Deanna, great question. This is fantastic. Many of you have online businesses, and some of you have an online business, and you have a need to either have people come into your local business, or you have people that you would like to work with within a specific radius, like you want to work with people who are close to you. Now, before I go much further, I want to say this. I have an online business. Fully 98% of my clients and the people that I serve in my academies are located far, far away from me. Nonetheless, I personally believe it is the lifers or the customers who I am able to work with in person who allow me to be a better teacher. I can find out from them things that you sometimes just can't get from your clients when it's an online relationship. So I am forever looking for lifers who are close to me. They live nearby where I can sit down with them, look them in the eyes, ask them questions, pick up on their facial cues when I'm teaching them something. And, you know, they're kind of nodding and saying they're getting it. But at the same time, their micro facial expressions might be saying, I don't like this or I'm not getting it. So I think this is such a valuable question to everybody, whether your business is online and or if you have a physical location, because we all benefit, period, end of subject, from working with real people in real life. So Deanna, let me address your question and try to be as specific as possible. First of all, I know you get it. Obviously, you are part of my mentorship group and also a member of Marketing Impact Academy. So you're doing your due diligence as it comes to building your online reach. And I heard you say that you're doing Facebook ads. That's fantastic. So here's what I did. I went to your website, I went to your Facebook, and I looked at your clients. I looked at your portfolio. I looked into the faces of the people who you are photographing. And without even knowing who they are, I can just look at those photos and it's very clear to me who your demographic is. They are a young, aspiring couple. You can just tell by looking at them and the way that they dress that they live in nice neighborhoods. They probably drive nice cars and they have kids ranging from newborn to, it looks like about 10, ideally. And that's when people will spend top dollar to have a photographer with your type of talent, your eye, the way that you capture lifestyle, the way that you capture moments. That's when people are willing to make that type of investment because it's the way you capture those moments. I would just bet that they have a lot of similarities. They probably have kids who go to private schools or they live in particular zip codes. They shop at particular stores. Now, the reason why I say that is because when you're looking online, yes, I understand that you want to reach people locally. That makes sense. But you can still use your online marketing abilities to do that much more effectively. I mean, Deanna, you and I live in the same zip code. How often do I run into you? Not that often. If I'm you, Deanna, I would know who you want to target next. I would look at a family that fits that ideal profile, and I would start regularly interacting with them on Instagram, on Facebook. I would routinely check in with them and just build that relationship so that your first, you know, touching base with them isn't like, hey, let me photograph your family. Take the time to build a legitimate and genuine relationship. We are all much happier when we're working with people we really like. So you don't have to take everybody. Your work is special, and therefore it's important for you to deliver your best product if you're photographing families and people you really like, right? So spend some time getting to know them. But you've got to calendar this stuff. If you don't have a regular system of follow-up with your best prospects, with the people who you're trying to recruit them to be your lifer, you're trying to recruit them because you like them, not because they're quote-unquote a sale or a prospect, but you like them. You like what they stand for. You would like to work with them. Build that relationship so that it's an obvious thing. They will likely come to you and say, gosh, your photography is amazing. What does a session run? And if they don't ask that question, I always think it's a favor to me. And my masseuse recently did this. He sent me a text and said, it was a group text to everyone, but he said, hey, I've got the following days and times open this week if anyone is interested in scheduling a last minute home massage. I was stoked. I was so happy because it's something I always feel like I need. I understand that it's how I take care of my body. However, we get busy. So it's those things that we know we need to do and we just don't take the time to do it that slip through the cracks, like doing a photo shoot for your family, like scheduling a massage, like doing the things we know we need to do. But until we get that friendly reminder, it's often out of sight, out of mind. So if they don't reach out to you, I would suggest that just before the hustle and bustle of the holidays, maybe even in the beginning of the fall, you send a friendly reminder and say, let me save you some stress. Number one, I can come up with some amazingly beautiful ideas. I can make the photo shoot painless for you. And I'd love to get this scheduled for you before it gets crazy around the holidays. Next, I would like to suggest to you that you actually sit down and you make a list by looking at your best clients. Make a list of the things they have in common locally. What does that mean? That means I want you to think about, where do they shop? Where do their kids go to school? Look at their social media accounts and see what specific local hashtags they're using. So, for example, if I own a yoga studio locally, I'm going to look at other local studios and I'm going to click on the people who are posting and commenting under that local studio, and I'm going to look at what local hashtags they're using. One of my favorite success stories is that of my friend Cindy, who owns a local nail salon. And I showed her how Instagram could bring her local customers in droves. Like many people, when Cindy first started using Instagram, she was just doing what all the other nail salons were doing, which is using generic hashtags and not being specific to her local area. So her Instagram account was growing, but it wasn't bringing in customers. And instead of tagging things like nails or nail art or things like that, I taught her how to look for hashtags that were specific to the demographic she wanted to target. And her favorite clients were the high school girls who were getting ready for proms, who loved to do the really cool, creative, cutting edge nail artwork. The brand of her salon was cool and hip and young. All of the technicians she has working for her are also cool and hip and young. And so rather than using those generic hashtags, she started using the hashtags that the local high school girls, specifically the ones who love to do their nails, would see. By really understanding what hashtags your local market is using, you can find them. What restaurants are they going to? What sporting teams are they rooting for? What charitable events are they attending? Use those terms to find those people. Then once you find those people, create a separate list so that you can specifically go back and make it a point to interact with them on a regular basis and build that relationship. Lastly, Deanna, when I went to your website, I realized you need a freemium. So how do you create a freemium as a photographer? Well, think about the pain or the point of frustration for your average customer. Let me just speak personally. Whenever we had to do a photo shoot when my kids were young, number one, it's mom's idea. Number two, no one else wants to do it. Number three, no one cooperates. And so it's just a big stress ball. And it's really incumbent upon a phenomenal photographer to make it as painless as possible. I think it would be so cool if I could go to your site and you could speak specifically to the mom, because you and I both know it's mom who's booking this session, right? And say, here are my 10 best tips to make your photo shoot day flawless so that everyone cooperates. Everyone comes off looking beautiful. They enjoy the process and they don't dread their next photo shoot. Deanna, awesome question. Everybody, even if you have an online business, I encourage you to find people who are your ideal customers locally. They will infuse your new products with creativity, with empathy, and they will give you an insight that you just can't get unless you're working face-to-face sometimes with your very best customers.
This is Jeff Johnson. I am part of your MIA, so that's pretty cool. And I was just wondering, for the freemiums, I'm a personal trainer and I am a fitness coach online for an MLM company. I was just wondering, how many freemiums should I do? And should I do a couple for my fitness training online and a couple for the MLM online? I didn't know exactly what I should do. I really want to concentrate on the MLM, but maybe you have a better answer on how to spread it out better. Again, my name is Jeff Johnson, www.jeffjohnsonfitness.com.
Yo, Jeff Johnson. And no, we're not related, at least not that I know of. But Jeff, great question. And here's my advice. I want people to create freemiums that have anything and everything to do with the things that you are knowledgeable about and still passionate about. Now, let me explain this. And my advice varies greatly from other experts, but I personally believe that the people I'm trying to attract to me, right? The people who I want to attract into my community, I want them ultimately to be people who are interested in entrepreneurship, who want to find a way to create the life that they deserve, to live life by their own rules, to create an income doing something that they're really passionate about, and to do so in a way that honors their family, their faith, and their own priorities. That's ultimately who I want. Now, next on the list is I want to attract people who I totally dig and they get me and I get them and we have a lot in common. That makes my life easier. It makes their life easier. So that's why when you go to one of my events, the one base level is everyone there, not everyone, but most everyone there is an entrepreneur or wants to become an entrepreneur. But you'll look around in the audience and realize there's so many more similarities because I create freemiums or opt-ins or lead magnets, whatever you want to call them, that are really varied and they have everything to do with the things that I'm very much interested in. So for example, the place where I ultimately want people to take a journey with me is into one of my online business academies like Marketing Impact Academy or Smart Success. Nonetheless, I do create free giveaways, freemiums, or lead magnets that relate to fitness. Now, why would I do that if ultimately I personally am not selling fitness? Now, I know some of you get confused when I say that, but what I do in fitness, I do as a consultant for Beachbody. My primary source of income is not fitness. My primary source of income is coaching entrepreneurs and my online academies. So then why would I create free giveaways that relate to fitness? Well, the reason why is because it's something I'm very passionate about. It's something I have a lot of knowledge on. It's something I enjoy talking about. And I love attracting lifers who also understand that fitness is about feeling better. It's about creativity. It's about having patience and balance. And it's just part of our overall health. So my lifers have a lot of things in common, not just entrepreneurship. They understand that fitness is an important component of success. They understand, hopefully, they agree that your first priority has to be to your real relationships. It's not to your bank account. It's not to collecting more things. It's not even just to being quote unquote successful and accomplishments. But I truly believe success is based on how we can relate to other people. It's our relationships that make us successful first and foremost, and everything else comes secondary. So I create freemiums and I don't even worry about, okay, does this relate to what I'm doing? If I'm passionate about it, if I've figured something out, if I've solved a problem for myself, I create a freemium for it. And then it's up to me, as you will see, as you're going through the Marketing Impact Academy, to create a series of emails that allow people to understand who I am and where we're headed. So if you opt in, let's say, for example, to one of my fitness-related giveaways, a fitness related, you know, maybe it's a free challenge or a diet plan, etc. Then what I do is I create a series of emails that very quickly let you know that I'm about a lot more than just diet and exercise. And in essence, what I'm trying to do is get people to break up with me and or to realize, oh, cool, this is far more than what I thought it was. I'm with you, sister. I'm in on this journey. I want to be in the car. But I need to be very clear in saying it. I really write these sequence of emails so that certain people who are not at all interested in entrepreneurship or building their own business, they can quickly identify that they don't want to be on my email list and they'll unsubscribe. And that's intentional because I want to serve a very particular type of person. And so as you will see, as you go through the series and the lessons in the Marketing Impact Academy, when we start writing those emails, you're helping people understand very clearly who you are. You are not supposed to be everybody's cup of tea. You are supposed to boldly be you. And in that series of emails, people will understand where you're headed and if it's the right person to help them. That was an awesome question. Not surprised it came from a Johnson. If you have a question for me, you can leave it by going to shaleenjohnson.com/ask Shalene. Priority is always given first to our Marketing Impact Academy students. But if you submit a question that I just think is going to help all of our listeners, I can promise you it will make the show, y'all. Hey, help me spread the word. Let people know about the newly revised Build Your Tribe. Leave me a review in iTunes if you will. I love you. And of course, if you use the hashtag #IWantMIA, we select one winner every month and we give them a lifetime membership to the Marketing Impact Academy.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.